And thank God for Pastor Ranga, who took care of the girls when you were away. And not only the girls, he took care of other girls in the church as well, the daughters of the house and the sons as well. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Jesus was not led into the wilderness by Satan, but Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Spirit of God. Number two. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. After taking a dry fasting, after taking 40 nights and days, he was hungry. At the same time, he was in a battlefield. He was hungry, like some of us, if you took 21 days, you've been in a battlefield. The mountains have been before you. The temptations have been around you. But one thing, when you're led by the Spirit of God, you will never suffer. Only you'll be hungry for the holiness and the righteousness of God. And even this morning, we are hungry and righteous. We are hungry. We've been so hungry, tempted, seeing money the other side, and yet you are in the presence of God. Seeing beautiful girls, yet you're in the presence of God. Seeing handsome men, but yet you're in the presence of God. Thank God that the Holy Spirit led us into this fasting so that we may know that there is power in fasting. There is power in seeking holiness. There is power in seeking truth. There is power in seeking love. There is power. There is power in loving others. There is power in taking care of others. There is power. There is power. There is power in pressing on for holiness. There is power in loving the unlovables. There is power in reaching out to those who are in distress. There is power. I feel that power. I sense that power. I walk that power. I reach out to that power. I don't know about you, but I'm reaching out to that power. I'm reaching out and I'm crying loud to my God. That where is that power that can touch me? We've cried for so many things in this world. We've cried for the anointing. We've cried for the calling of God. Yet we have the calling and we have the anointing. Some of us, prayer has been something else. Some of us, prayer has been a mountain because of ignorance. Prayer has never been a mountain. It will never be a mountain. Prayer will be a mountain when you are ignorant of what is the meaning of prayer. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, this morning I'm bringing a word called prayer. Prayer is conversation with man and God. Prayer is touching the heart of God. Prayer is weeping for others. Prayer is crying to God for the remission of sins. My God, I wish that power of prayer can touch someone this morning. Prayer is my life. Prayer is my song. Prayer has to be a song to someone this morning. Prayer has to be a title for someone. Before I become a pastor, I am a prayer woman. Before I become a wife, I am a prayerful woman. Before I become a prophetess, I am a prayerful woman. Before I become a mother, I have to be a prayerful woman. Before I become a Shiloh member, I have to be a prayerful woman. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm encouraging someone to be hungry of prayer. Be hungry of prayer. Be hungry. Get thirsty or feeling like, when am I reaching the house of God so that I may pray? When am I reaching into the safe place so that I may communicate to my Father? I am angry with the powers of darkness, namely, one, prayerlessness.
why the church cannot pray. It is the ignorance of the help of the Holy Spirit. Why the church cannot pray. Why the church cannot appear in the presence of God to speak to their master. It is because of ignorance. Ladies and gentlemen, I take this authority to stand in the presence of my Heavenly Father with the anointing upon my life. I do not doubt it. To break the spirit of prayerlessness. To speak fire. Oh, Reboko, stand on your feet and speak fire. Stand on your feet, walk around and speak fire upon the spirit of laziness, upon the spirit of prayerlessness. Speak fire, fire, fire. Sherebokosa, yeah, walk around, walk around. Touch those chairs. People who sit on those chairs, they have to feel that fire, that fire, that prayer. Walk around. Touch those chairs. Touch those. Prophesy. Prophesy. Whoever who sits on that chair will feel hungry. Over Bokobosa Tabakai. Yerebokosa Torobokosa. Yeah, 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 yeah. Speak fire, fire, fire. Send fire. Fire to their hearts. Fire to their families. Fire. 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 Fire of prayer. Fire of prayer. Fire. Let the prayer of God, let the spirit of prayer take charge of a church. Let the spirit of prayer be our real God this morning. Fire. 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 Shikarabababos, Hotorababos. Whoa, speak fire, 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 fire. Fire, fire. Speak fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire. Let the church pray. Let the church pray. Let our homes become altars of prayer. Rikarabababababababababababab. Yerekatarababos, fire. Pray for your home to become a prayer altar of the Lord. Rebosikaya. Ay, 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 pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. Rekorobositarababakai. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yerebokosahata. My God and my Savior, my God and my Savior, this is the hour that the church must pray. The church must rise and pray and communicate to their Creator, to their Master. She did it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, we can pray. Yes, we can converse to our God. We can communicate to our God. We can communicate. We can communicate. Soak your spirit man in the blood of Jesus, that there will never be anything that will tempt your inner man to go astray from your God. Thank you, Jesus. You may take your seat. We bless the Lord for coming as a family to be with us. It's an honor to have you in our midst. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, what the Lord speaks about His Word and His Spirit, it is supposed to be, I don't know how I can term it, but the Word of the Lord is, how can I say it, Lord? Not even in my language. But the Word of God is supposed to be my bones, my breath. The Word of the Lord is supposed to be my transport to every place I go to. Jesus of Nazareth, we are in Matthew chapter 4, those who have just come in. Jesus of Nazareth is being led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be what? To be tempted. Not in the wilderness to go and anoint the ministers. Not in the wilderness to go and prophesy. But he was led in the wilderness so that he may be tempted. Listen to me very well. It was not the devil taking Jesus Christ of Nazareth into the wilderness. But the Spirit of God led him like he led us in these 21 days. every step of Jesus, he's been showing us ever since he was born on earth. It's been enough testament that if we believe that Jesus of Nazareth is our Savior, is the second born, is the second person to the Trinity. That means that if he came from heaven and he was born by the word of God, and he was the word of God, and he was God himself, the Bible talks about it. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 up to 3, you'll find it. How come God allows his son to come and be tempted? Because if, first of all, in the Garden of Eden, the first Adam failed to do the works of God. He followed the voice of man and he went astray. Then the second Adam, he had to come and show us the example. This is how we pray. This is how we act on the word of God. This is what we do when we are in God. What happens then? After he was led in the wilderness, he fasted for 40 days and nights. To my surprise, he has finished everything. This is the time when he was saying, I finished my 4 days, now I have to take myself maybe in the auto, maybe in this beautiful restaurant, Chinese restaurant, for those who love Chinese restaurant, to eat. But the word hungry means there was some two emptiness. One, spiritual emptiness. Two, and physical emptiness. Every after prayer, before you decree and declare that this is enough, I'm going to eat now, first listen to the Holy Spirit. Should I continue with another day? Or the Spirit of God is saying I should stop. For example, to me, it's taking me, is leading me to continue. I don't know why, but I have to continue. I don't know about you. I am hungry. Friends, we've been hungry for so many things in this world. We are hungry of new cars. The one who has 2016 now is looking to make sure that he has to upgrade for the 2017. The phones. Your iPhone and your Galaxy, some stuff. You want to upgrade. Where is your spirit man? What is that your spirit man is supposed to upgrade? What is that? What is that? Is it your spiritual eyes that has to be upgraded? Is it your spiritual ears? Is it your spiritual tongue? Ladies and gentlemen, there's another level before you. There's another step in the spiritual realm. The spirit realm. There's something about you. You are not like any other man. You're not like any other woman. Therefore, when you walk, you do not walk like the whole Shiloh Tabernacle. All of us in the Shiloh Tabernacle, all of you, with who? I always tell my family, I came alone. I came alone coming in this country. Even in salvation, I came alone. I was there with Pastor Ruben. Even the kids I had before, I was alone. So if you want to go into a group, put a group aside and see the Lord. And the tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, if you are a Christian, and if I find you in the clubbing, the tempter is saying, if you are a pastor and I find you in lying, if you are a prophetess or a prophet and I find you prophesying because of money, a tempter is speaking. If you are a prayer warrior, and the devil is using your tongue to gossip everywhere, the tempter is saying. If you are a worshiper, and you know you are a worshiper, and you fornicated last night, and you bring your beautiful attire to show us how you... This is the full gospel. This is the good news, that when we walk like Jesus, nobody is supposed to prophesy unto me. Do you get? Why are people rushing the other side and the other side? It's because they are ignorant of the Holy Spirit. Where is the work of the Holy Spirit? Why do I need a prophecy? Why are you carrying the prophetic spirit? All of us, the whole church, carries a prophetic spirit. Much as all of us, we are not in the same office. Do you get what I'm bringing to us? When the Spirit of God wants you to hear something, you will hear it. You want just the prophecy. You want just the prophetic word. But if you trust God, you will find everything. I love the prophecy. It was until I found this man who looked at my eyes and he said, even if I prophesy to you now, what you have planned before, you won't leave it. I came to him. I want to leave this relationship. And he looked at my eyes and he said, that was Michael Chesley. He looked at my eyes and said, I did like this. Do you want me to prophesy to you? Leave the relationship. We are living in the days where people are getting lost in church. We are living in the days where the pastors, they can't hear the Holy Spirit anymore. And because there's nothing like the Holy Spirit, copy and paste. We are living in the days where the fivefold ministries are no longer exist. Because of the pride of one person, the whole church can go into hell. Because of the righteousness of one person, the whole world received salvation. If you feel the Lord is calling you into holiness, you are the candidate to bring the whole good news. You do not wait for the prophet to prophesy. And the tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, meaning what, the devil knows your ways, he knows the way you talk, he knows the way you think. So much as you cover up, the people will smile when you know what you are doing. That's a lie to yourself. You will never lie to anybody. The tempter knows that this is Jesus of Nazareth. He has come to destroy his kingdom. He knows it. Satan knows it. And then he said, command these stones to become loaves of bread. Why loaves of bread? Because loaves of bread is a symbol to the food of the flesh. There are so many things, friends, we are passing through because of ignorance, and no man is helping us. And some things the Lord will allow them not to be helped. And to some of us, the Lord will take us into a place we do not want. There are so many places where I'm standing right now and I did not want, I did not like. And the tempter was saying, will you make it? Look at the way you are. Look how you are. Look from your background. Will you make it? How many of us in this room who are saying that the tempter has been saying, you yourself, you will stand like others? Do I have to stand like others? I stand like Jesus. You do not need to stand like anybody else. You stand like Jesus. Number 4 is the key verse, and I will be finishing. Before you argue, listen, there has been so much ignorance in the body of Christ, spiritual ignorance. Listen to me very, very attentively. That before you quarrel with any member, before you attack any family, first of all, know who you are. If you ask me, who are you? I'm a woman of God. Before I say, I'm pastor's wife, no, I am a woman of God. Do you get? Before you bring, I am a prophetess, come on, all of us will prophesy. But do you carry the word of God? Me saying I'm a woman of God, meaning I'm full of the word of God. God is with me, I carry God wherever I go. Jesus answers this tempter, Satan. He's teaching us how precious and how expensive, how powerful is the scriptures. He's not just showing us the power, how he battled the demons. But he's showing us how
how scriptures are so much effective to those who believe in the word of God. The scriptures have become nonsense or nothing because we are not using the scriptures. And because we do not use the scriptures, because we are so much ignorant. You carry the Bible for a whole week. If God comes this morning and is taking those who read the scriptures this week, few of us will go, others will remain. Few of us will stay, and others will go. But he answered, it is written, this is the word of God. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Now, what is going on here? The spirit man, the spiritual man is fighting. There is a war between a spirit man and a physical man. The physical man is saying, you should have eaten. The spirit man is saying, no, man shall not live by the bread alone. But the spirit man, the physical man is saying, oh, when I sing, I have no breath. I cannot fast. Who told you? I remember Pastor Ruben and I, we fasted not because we had food. Or we wanted to be holy. Because we had no food in the home, in the house. How can people who have four hands, my 2 hands and his 2 hands, and then there's nothing like food in the house. So that there will be a time when we'll find those who are hungry and we'll know that these ones are passing through hunger. But you will never help anybody in the church. It is until you have that experience. What you will do, you will step, if you know when you do not have any experience of something, you will step on someone who is in pain and you walk. And you think for him or her is just something else. He doesn't want to come to church or he doesn't want to dress well like you're dressing. But it's until you go through some fires. No pastor, no prophet will stand in these days we are standing into until you have passed through fires. There is fire that is coming. Not the fire of Trump. There's fathers coming towards the body of Christ. The fire the Chinese church has encountered with in the caves. The fire the Christians in Iraq they have suffered. The fire the children of God in Iran. How can you how in this world? Can Christians be in Iran and Iraq? But you know what? Iraq, that is where Abraham started his journey. That is where Adam failed his journey. That is where the tempter came to the very first Adam, saying, are you sure God said you? You know, there's these things that are going on these days. Are you sure when I'm a Christian I cannot take wine? Why do you have to ask that question? And whom are you asking that question to? That's something. You guys, your salvation is just, the salvation of this country is just something else. Back home, a pastor can't even slap you. How can you ask, go read the Bible. And we run. You look where the wine is. It's written in the Bible. But these days, I looked at you and I'm like, much as you're my pastor, come on, don't. You've just gone beyond your boundaries. Asking someone, why did you come late in church? You've gone far. It's my right. I come the right time I want. It's not your right time. That is the tempter's time. Because you have accepted the voice of the tempter, you came in the right time, in tempter's right time. But there are some people who came early, and you just deserve a clap, man. Yeah. Yeah. I won't mention your name, but anyway, you came early. Yeah. Yes. It is written means the spirit man The spirit man is is receiving the victory because he is on the side of God. And when you're on the side of God, he will fight for you. But when you're on the side of the flesh, the tempter will just show you every map and you will follow the map.
It is written. How beautiful is a scripture like this? If you are looking for a powerful man, a powerful prophet in this world, look for this powerful prophet, the prophet of above every prophet, who is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There has been so much going on in our lives, but because of ignorance, we can't make it. But this morning I have good news for us, that with the word of God, everything will be well with you. Jesus overcame the devil, that we may overcome it as well in Jesus' name. But every word that comes forth from the mouth of God, every word, not every word that comes forth from the man of God, but every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Men of God are good, women of God are good, but every word. Why? The word of God, you will never test the word of God from the heart of God, but the man, the word of men of God, you will test them. Do you get what I'm bringing to us? Every word from a prophet you will test. But when God speaks, you just rush, because it comes with wisdom, it comes with understanding, it comes with the spirit of counsel. Praise Jesus. But he answered, and you're going to answer to your tempter this morning. I don't know what tempted you this morning. I don't know what tempted the whole week. I don't know what tempted for the 21 days. But he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Who wants to hear from God this morning? Prayer. 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 I'm doing this advert for the Holy Spirit. I am announcing this beautiful announcement to the body of Christ. Prayer is the key to every man and woman of God who wants to be used of him. Prayer will take women like me who didn't know what to say. Prayer will take you to places. Prayer will anoint you in the private places. When you are in a secret, when you are in your closet prayer, prayer will cause you to be anointed by the Holy Spirit. Wherever you are, wherever you call on God, God will come forth for you. I'm encouraging each of us that prayer, you need prayer, you don't need prophecy. When you need prayer, when you come into the presence of God and you step in that place, prayer will be automatic. Why the church can't pray? The church is so much ignorant of prayer. Some of us who think the intercessors will pray for you, they will never pray for you. I've been so indifferent. Intercessors, different groups. I think five of them. Five or six. Groups of intercessors. Different ones. There's the modern ones. They're the modern ones. Even their eyes doesn't want to see everyone. But the modern ones. We start with this one and we end with this one. Okay. There's another one. When they meditate, which is no bad. What I'm saying here is they're no bad. But the context of the things, how we do things, where is the motive? Why are you worshiping? Why am I a pastor? Every morning I'm asking God, why did you have to choose me? A woman like me. You should have chosen others who know how to speak very well. You should have chosen others who are educated better than me. You should have chosen others who come from the beautiful families. God have. He should have chosen. Prayer. Prayer is what the church needs. The church is not in need of money. The church is not in need of a number of people. The church needs to go back to the rock where we are hewn from. And that's how we started this journey, saying we are going back to the rock where we were dug from. Isaiah 50 and 51, go and read those passages. The question rises from the heart of God. Why when I came, there was nobody? Why when I called, there was nobody to answer? This morning I'm challenging someone. Be in love with the Holy Spirit who speaks through you, who prays through you, who intercedes better than any man on earth. When you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you into the wilderness can be anything. Wilderness can be your job. Wilderness can be your family. Wilderness can be your marriage. Wilderness can be yourself. You can be a wilderness. The Lord is in need of his children. And he wants us to use his word. Because it is the word that we came to him. John chapter 1, verses 12. He says, to those who heard my voice and believed with their heart, they were given authority to become, meaning we were not before, we became. When we come in the presence of God, we become. You come in the presence of God as a quarrel person. You come back when you are holy. Put your hands on your chest and repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit. Lead me to every place you want me to. Help me to use your word. Help me to treasure your scriptures, that I may walk your scriptures, that I may pray your scriptures. Starting from today, I am becoming a new creature, a new person, in Jesus' name. Lord, have your way. I am just a weak vessel, but with your spirit, I stand and use me. Lead me, Lord, today. And forevermore, in Jesus' name. Amen. I loved it. How about you? I just loved the message. Because he turned the message I was about to preach, he took it away and he brought this one. I love when he speaks. Because when he speaks, I'm transformed. When he speaks, the church is charged. When he speaks, our spiritual eyes cannot be blind. Our physical ears can see what the spiritual eyes see. But you know what? Some of us, we don't know that we have spiritual eyes. That is the problem. Stand on your feet and tell you what is next. Stand on your feet.